Welcome to the Estate Planning Experts Podcast. Created by best-selling author and nationally recognized estate planning attorney, Shane Smith. On each episode, we bring together experts in various aspects of estate planning to help you protect your family, your assets, and your peace of mind. To get your free copy of Mr. Smith's Consumer Awareness Guide, How to Avoid the 7 Deadly Sins of Estate Planning, or if you are in Atlanta and are interested in your free Estate Planning for Life consultation, simply register at www.theestateattorneyatlanta.com.
Welcome to Estate Planning Experts. Today I have the good fortune to be interviewing Dan Lucas. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Our pleasure. I'd like to take you back in time a little bit and ask you how you got started.
Oh, well, I originally started my career with Arthur Anderson in the city of Chicago. And got my CPA my first year there, and worked in both tax and audit, and was transferred with the firm down to Atlanta. And in Atlanta, I did mostly CFO work and some tax strategy work. And then in 2004, started off and founded Credo Financial Services, which is a full service CPA tax and fractional CFO firm.
That's an awesome, incredible journey. So when you say fractional CFO, for a layperson, what does that mean?
Well, effectively, it's a part-time CFO. Most small businesses can't afford to have a full-time CFO, but they need CFO advice and CFO expertise, and so we allow them to buy or rent a CFO by the hour for all intents and purposes.
That's an incredible business model. Very unique, I would imagine. There can't be too many firms in Atlanta doing that.
Now, well, certainly not with the full-service CPA underneath it, no.
Right. Now, I think there's a joke about economists that if you put 10 in the room and ask them a question, you get 10 different answers. So
yep.
I'll ask you, if you had a layperson client in front of you and said, what is estate planning? How would you define that?
Estate planning from a tax perspective or estate planning
yes.
in general?
Well, let's do both.
I would say estate planning is planning the best way to pass along any assets to your heirs and probably try to avoid as much conflict as possible. But from the estate tax planning standpoint, I would say you're trying to plan to minimize the amount of money that the government can get their hands on before it goes to your heirs.
And what do you like most about estate planning?
What I like most about estate planning is all the strategy that goes into it. It's highly strategic. There's lots of different ways to skin a cat, and so you have to look at lots of different methods for doing it, especially from the tax perspective. But also, I like the fact that it involves a lot of coaching, a lot of interpersonal skills that you have to use to talk to clients so that they really understand what they're doing, why they're doing it. There's a lot more involved in building a relationship with your client than just, and talking to them about their life in general, than just doing some boring tax planning and crunching numbers.
That makes sense. What are some of the most common mistakes you see clients making when it comes to planning their estates?
Well, I mean, it's a very common mistake, and you can see this with James Gandolfini, for instance. He's a great example, is that they don't do one at all. They don't plan for it at all. They don't understand what's taxed and what's not taxed. It creates a complete mess in probate when they're trying to divvy up the they're trying to divvy up the assets to the heirs. That's one, is that they don't do it at all. Number two is they have assets they pass to their heirs, but they're not liquid, and they have taxes owed on them. And so people end up owning a bunch of property that they have to either liquidate or have problem liquidating in order to pay the taxes. And so there's no real plan to actually pay the taxes and conserve the assets that are actually in the estate. And then I would say, thirdly, it's really, a wealth transfer planning process is never really done. The people that inherit the money don't know what they're getting. They don't understand why other people are getting different amounts of money. I mean, a great example is the Cathy family in Chick-fil-A. They've been sort of written up as they've been a very long, well, methodically planned estate wealth transfer where all of them knew what they were getting, when they were getting it. They got training in how to manage wealth, what to do with the wealth. In old times, back in the Bible and biblical times, people would start that process before the death because they wanted to transfer the stewardship of the money from one to the next generation. And we just don't do that anymore. I mean, somebody dies, they get the money, they don't know what to do with it, they don't know what the other people got, and it's a big problem. So that's probably the third mistake, is just a lack of planning with the heirs so that they understand what they're getting and get trained and educated on how they can use it.
Why do you think so many people fail to plan the way they should and educate their beneficiaries like we used to do?
I think it's an uncomfortable process. I think it's partially culture, partially society. I mean, it's one of those things you don't talk about. I mean, a lot of people don't like to talk about dying, or they don't like to talk very candidly with their children about who's going to get what and why, especially with business owners. I mean, they may pass a business down to their heirs, and in their will, they find out who's going to get the business instead of trying to explain to their children why they're passing the business to one of the children and not to the other, just based on how they're equipped and their skill set, et cetera. And sometimes it can be an uncomfortable conversation, pre-mortem, I guess you'd call it. But it's a very healthy conversation. And so that way, after the estate is completed, people aren't fighting and there's not attorneys involved in fighting each other, et cetera, et cetera. But I really think it's just an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people. I think a lot of people don't want to have that conflict. People, I think, avoid conflict, and it's very taboo, I think, a lot of times to talk about that kind of thing between parents and heirs, or I would say, I guess the person that's passing away and the heirs that are getting all the assets.
Tell me a little bit about how the, because you mentioned, inheriting a business. So mm-hmm. What are some of the trends that are going on right now in business succession planning, and how do you help people anticipate and plan for that?
Well, I think there's a huge lack of planning as far as that goes in succession planning. And I think it also goes back to just exit planning in general. A lot of times passing along your business to your heirs is not the right thing to do. But I think if you're passing the business along to your heirs, I think, what we encourage our clients to do is be very, very clear and very open with your heirs, your family, as to what's going to happen to the business after you've passed, what's in your will, how it specifies, what's going to happen, who's going to be in charge, why you've chosen that person to be in charge over the other ones. And a lot of people will take care of the other ones in different ways, but you want to make sure that, the big thing to be cautious of is you don't want to cause animosity between the heirs, right? You don't want to leave your family in shambles or conflict. So you want to head that off in the beginning. We always encourage our clients to prepare your family for what they're going to inherit. Now, when you're talking about estate taxes coming into play, you're talking about a big estate, right? Because it's about $5.4 million now of estate that's tax-free. So if you're talking about estate tax planning, you're talking about a fairly large estate, more than $5.4 million. So you're talking about people inheriting a lot of wealth, and you need to have those healthy conversations going into it. That makes total sense.
Obviously, you've got privacy and confidentiality policies to protect who your clients are, but can we call them Mr. and Mrs. Jones? And can you tell me about a recent interesting case you had, something that was outside of the box? It wasn't the normal bread and butter conversation. A little bit about what their situation was and how you were able to help them.
Yeah, sure. We had a client that had several siblings, and they were by far the most responsible of the siblings. And the parents left them a lot of the power in the will, to execute the will, to act as a trustee of the will, and to pass out the assets sort of as they saw fit. And they did it very fairly, however, had really no financial background. There was a lot of animosity because they left it all up to that person to make the decisions, right? So if the will doesn't specify who gets what, all of a sudden all the pressure is on that one sibling to make decisions on who gets what. And even though it was divided equally, there was still a huge amount of animosity in who was getting what, who deserved what, et cetera, et cetera. And there were lawyers involved. And we were able to help this person in particular put together some analyses that showed that after tax effects, and he had to sell some land and sell various assets, et cetera, that everybody was, in fact, getting an equal share. And so at least we brought him to that point. And, you know, I can't tell you that everybody's heart is in the right place there, but there is no litigation going on, and we were able to show that everybody was getting an equal amount of money. But, you know, a lot of times people will pass along an estate, like you said, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they'll pass an estate, they'll pick one of their heirs that they feel like is responsible, good with money, et cetera, to distribute everything. But putting that kind of pressure on one person to have that much subjectivity, I think it's a big mistake. I think it needs to be very clear in the will how things need to be divided. Otherwise, you're putting an immense amount of pressure and causing an immense amount of tension among your heirs.
Absolutely. I would agree. Who is an ideal client for you?
Well, I think an ideal client would be someone that not only pays attention to the financial side of things, but the psychology part of things. You know, pays attention to preparing their heirs to inherit wealth, has a very clear plan of what they're doing and why they're doing it, how they're doing it, you know, the whole what, where, when, how, and why. All those questions have been answered. They've sat down and talked and had very healthy conversations with their heirs. I mean, estate planning, I think, gets way too much emphasis on the financial part and not enough emphasis on the psychological part or the family part. Of transferring wealth from one generation to the next involves a lot of psychology, and, you know, people that are really wealthy, smart people, will hire counselors to even help with the entire process. And it just seems to be so taboo to do that. But, you know, the best client is, to answer your question, is open to the entire big picture, not just the financial part, but they're open to estate planning as an entire, you know, psychological process beyond just a financial process.
And for folks who are resonating with what you're sharing, what is the best way for them to reach out to you to start that process?
The easiest way to reach out to start that process would be to either give me an email or a phone call. Our website is credofinance.com. Our phone number is 678-802-8800. And it's really easy to get a hold of us. It's easy to book a meeting. We don't charge anything for anybody who just wants to come in and talk and explore and just kind of have a thorough review of the estate and where they are in the process. So it's actually pretty simple.
Okay. This has been Estate Planning Experts. Today, our special guest has been Dan Lucas of Credo Financial. Dan, thanks again so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot.